Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've all been there before, eating breakfast at a gas station. And, you know, time constraints, right? You're in a hurry, you got to get someplace, didn't have time for a good, well-rounded breakfast. The most important meal of the day. And, you know, you think that might be bad enough. But a guy in Texas got overcharged by almost $1,300 at a gas station for breakfast that he got there. And it was surprisingly difficult for him to get his money back. So it has a happy ending. So I'll give you the update at the end. But Chris sent me the story. It's from 25 News out of Texas. Joel Lopez wrote the story. Man overcharged $1,300 for breakfast. Company refunds the money. But they wouldn't at first. A Waco man was fighting to get his money back after a local gas station overcharged him $1,299 for an energy drink and a chicken biscuit. That's got to be one good chicken biscuit. I was kind of hungry before I went out on my route, and I stopped by to buy a Monster energy drink and a chicken biscuit and got charged $1,299. I don't understand why it took them less than 10 seconds to take it out of my account, but 8 days later, I can't get it back in my account, says the man who had this happen to him. His name is Chuck Chavers. Chavers says that the manager of the gas station at the store located along Highway 6 in Woodway claimed their store was having a system glitch. Oh, which caused the charge, but also wouldn't allow them to refund his money. So we've got a glitch working in our favor. It overcharged you $1,300 and you can't have your money back. Sorry, go call corporate. Says he paid with a debit card and the store manager put him through to corporate. They told him to dispute the charge with his bank at First Central Credit Union, and he's now waiting for the dispute to be processed. And this is one of the craziest things. They do something to you and tell you, well, go dispute it with them. No, you took my money. Give me my money back. So the news reporter from Channel 25, Joel Lopez, asked the Better Business Bureau, in this man's case, he paid the transaction with his debit card. Is that going to make getting his money back more difficult? And the BBB said it does. There's convenience built into using debit cards, which is great, but you sacrifice comfort in the event something like this happens. You do have to go through more hoops to jump. Now, you should get your money back, but it's just with a credit card, there's usually a faster process for it. So the BBB says it's easier to dispute a claim with your bank if it's a credit card, as there are more protections built in and factors in a third party. Now, an attorney that they interviewed for the story says that Chavers could take legal action as the responsibility falls on the gas station. And this is the obvious thing. You walk in and you give them the card and they overcharge you. Well, that's their fault. And they've got your money, which they shouldn't have. They should give your money back. This is when fancy lawyer training is not necessary to understand the transaction. Okay? Anyone understands this transaction. So the attorney said, the store needs to give the money back. There's no question that the money wasn't earned. So if it's unlawfully appropriated in Texas, that's the legal definition of theft. Theft. They entered into a contract where he agreed to pay a certain amount of money for a drink and a snack, and the other party overcharged him. There's no question he's on the winning side. Now, the man said he was considering legal action as he'd like to have his $1,300 back. He has other things he needs to do, like pay bills with it. So the man says, it took 10 seconds to come out of my account. It's taken 8 days so far, and I was the one that's going to have to fix the issue by going to my bank. That's what I'm upset about. I shouldn't have had to leave the store without my money. The corporate offices of the gas station would not respond or had not responded. The 25 News inquiries about the case. And the credit union, of course, could not respond because that's private information about the man's bank account. But there is an update we're happy to announce. The Waco man has received a check from the gas station after being overcharged. So you recall, the amount in question was $1,299.36 that he's overcharged, and he just received a check for $1,299.36. Again, the cost of a Monster energy drink and a chicken biscuit in Texas. He said he's happy to receive the check despite not getting it at the gas station due to the system glitch. He said, I'm happy about it. I wish it wouldn't have taken this long, but to make sure you see the sale price before you approve your debit card and then get your receipt. I'm pretty sure if I didn't get my receipt, I don't know if I'd be able to get my money back. He says he plans on using the check for personal use. And, of course, it's his money. He can do whatever he wants with it. And so it sounds like the man walked up had him scan two things, stuck in the card, hit some buttons, and he's walking away. He looks at the receipt and goes, $1,299.36. Or if that was the amount over, I don't know. Walks right back and goes, guys, you overcharged me. And they go, oh, glitch, sorry. Can I have my money back? No, the same glitch that overcharged you also glitched so that we can't give you your money back. Sorry, it's one of those glitches. And I know people in the audience right now are wondering, how many other people got glitched that morning? Makes you wonder. But here's the thing. People are going to say, Steve, you're a lawyer. And as the old saying is, if you have a hammer in your hands, the whole world looks like a nail. So if you're a lawyer, you look at situations like this and go, what would you do? Who would you sue and for how much? And Texas law, obviously, was different than Michigan law compared to like Wyoming law, compared to Hawaii law. So all states have different laws. But in Michigan, for example, there's a law that says if someone steals or misappropriates your money, you can sue them for the damages trebled three times, plus your attorney fees and court costs. And that's the cool part. Because if you had to sue somebody for $1,299, doing it in small claims court would be worth your time, but having an attorney do it wouldn't be worth it because you have to pay the attorney. But if the attorney fees and court costs are covered and you win and you can get three times your money, you file under that statute and see if you can't maybe get a little bonus out of it. Now, it's still probably not worth your time and trouble. In other words, you probably wish it wouldn't have happened in the first place. It sounds like a pain. But this is the kind of thing that bugs the heck out of me because there is a gas station company here that has a policy where, oh, we accidentally overcharged you by a factor of like 100. Dispute it with your credit card company. Goodbye. And no. And, you know, customer service does not exist. Customer service these days is an oxymoron. Those two words never belong together in modern society. Nobody has customer service out there worth speaking of. And that's the problem here. A corporate PR person should have stepped right up and said, you know something, this shouldn't have happened. We don't care that it was a glitch. There are problems. We fixed the problems. They should fix the problems. Then say, we fixed the problems. And by the way, we're going to give this guy's money back and something for his troubles. I'm not saying $1 million and a ham sandwich. I'm saying give him something, just something, to where he's going to look at it and go, you know something, they screwed up, but they took care of me. And by the way, you can publicize that too if you're the PR person. So, hey, you know, we screwed up, but we took care of the guy. That's what you do. But it appears that the man got his money back, but it took him 8 days. 8 days, and he'd been overcharged $1,300. And by the way, I don't know if there's any nutritionists in the audience, people who study diet, you know, like what's a good healthy diet. Question I have for you is the chicken sandwich and the Monster energy drink, the ideal breakfast for today's working man or woman. I don't know. I've actually never had Monster energy drink. I don't know what it is. I mean, I've seen it. They got the cool logo. It's all I know. They got the cool logo and they sponsor some stuff with their cool logo. It's all I know. I've never had it. I've also never had Red Bull. I find the ads stupid. What can I tell you? So don't know what it is other than it is an energy drink. The question is, do you drink that in the morning with your chicken sandwich that just cost you $1,300 at a gas station in Texas where everything is bigger, including the glitches? So there you go. Man overcharged $1,300 for breakfast. Company refunds the money after 8 days. Joel Lopez wrote for News 25. Chris sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. One of the keys to happiness is patience.